And spends most of his life in Morocco. And then at the age of 75, he had to run away to Spain. And because they had accused him of being unfaithful to the government, and he started a new career from the age of 75 to the age of 90. And all of the famous students of the Rif are from the second career. He started his second career in Spain at the age of 75. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi was from the Talmidim, and he bought the Kuzari. When you study the Rambam writes all the Dinim about Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah, like tzitzis, like tefillin, like Shabbos, like kashrus. Eretz Yisrael doesn't take that central place, and doesn't see in the writings of the Rambam. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi in the Kuzari, Eretz Yisrael is the center of everything. But that's what he writes here. That there are Jews all over the world, northeast, southwest, and all the different countries, and they all yearn to return to Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael should be interested in having everybody come back, and how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. That's where the Nevi'im live. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen wanted to go. That's where they died, on the two mountains, Har HaBor and Har Nevo, and Hor HaHor. And that's where the Nazirim were. The Nazirim has to be observed in Eretz Yisrael. And all the wonderful things about Eretz Yisrael, that's what the whole Kuzari is all about. That's what does this whole poem, this whole, it's not really a kinnon. It's really a poem about how central Eretz Yisrael is in our whole religion. He says, Eretz Yisrael never needed the light of the sun and the moon and the stars. We have the light of the Shechina. The Shechina shines. And now we're so distraught over the fact that the animals are eating the dead bodies of the tzaddikim, but that's not the main thing over here. He doesn't talk, it's not so much of a kinnah. It's really just speaks about Chaver Chribas Eretz Yisrael. The ovens are buried in Eretz Yisrael, Samachpela and Hebron, about how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is. He desired very much. He traveled from Spain to go, the story goes, he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. And he finally arrived there at the end of his life. And one can compare to anything in Eretz Yisrael. The air is so clear, and everything is so wonderful. That's what he ends off. We hope the day will come that we should all return back to Asher and Chakal Yagir. We hope everyone should return to Eretz Yisrael. We should all have this in mind when we get married, we decide where we're going to live. We should meet this field together. And see to it, it's all possible to live in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael to live in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's the center of everything, everything important that's going on in our religion.